there was someone who blew shofar every year, and he had the chazakah. He used to blow for years and years. And one year, I guess he had a heart condition. He got older, and the doctor told him, you shouldn't blow shofar. And that's what the Rav told him, because the doctor said it, because it's a suffix sakana. You're going to put yourself in danger and perhaps get a heart attack or a stroke from it. But whatever the case was, he didn't listen. He blew shofar and he did an excellent job. So they asked the Maram Shik, are we yotze the mitzvah of shofar? Because maybe since it was us for him to do it, he put himself in suffix sakana, maybe we're not yotze. So the Maram Shik is misupik on whether they yotze mitzvah shofar, whether they hear it again. I don't know if they actually heard it again without brachas, but so similar, Rav David Cohn says, he's misupik about someone during the coronavirus. He holds it's usa to make minyanim anywhere, even 10 feet apart, even outside. It's still going to be a tesafik sakana. So perhaps he raises the same issue. Perhaps if one davens in a minyan, which is lo kehilchasa, if you think it's kehilchasa, it's not an issue. But if you think it's lo kehilchasa, so then do you have to daven over again? I remember also a shaila I saw in one of the Svarim Amila, that someone who outs suffix sakana, the family is the hemophiliac, or it's a situation where the doctors say he shouldn't do a mila because he's in danger. So, and he does it anyway, and he survives, or could be a case where there's also cases where for a ger to become Jewish, it's a separate shaila. Are you allowed to be moser nefesh for Judaism? But let's say you're a Jew and you want to do a mila, so then I saw also a similar shaila brought down. If you do a mila when it's a suffix sakana, whether it's permitted, that's the issue in general. When do you say mitzvah ba'aveira, and when do I say maybe you shouldn't have done it, but you know, b'shas lechak b'diavad you still yotzei.